This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Aspen Music Festival is paying tribute to its opera director, who died suddenly over the weekend. Here's CPR's arts and culture reporter, Monica Castillo.
It was supposed to be a happy night for the Aspen Opera Theater. They were performing Mozart's The Magic Flute under the direction of Edward Berkeley, a longtime Aspen Music Festival program director. Instead, the cast and crew of Saturday night's performance paid tribute to Berkeley, who died at his home hours before the performance, by performing in his honor. He was 76. Berkeley was in his 40th season with the company, teaching generations of singers. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Sales of spirits like whiskey and bourbon have shown little sign of easing in Colorado. Hard liquor sales jumped another 11% to start the year, 2 million more gallons than the same period last year. Ron Vaughn with Argonaut Liquor in Denver says beer and especially wine sales have not grown.
And wine sales are flat nationally. So I think that's a millennial buying pattern. So far, they're not attracted to wine yet.
Whiskey and bourbon are the hot items with millennials. But Vaughn says that does not mean they'll always be on top. Liquor is cyclical, and what's trendy now can quickly go out of style. Visits to Rocky Mountain National Park are up this year as outdoor tourism continues to recover from the pandemic. The Estes Park Trail Gazette reports that year-to-date entries to the park increased about 20% at the end of May this year, over May 2019 numbers. Nearly 950,000 people visited the park in the first 5 months of this year. That number was significantly lower last year, after the pandemic forced the park to remain closed for a couple of months. In Germany, a massive cleanup is underway in areas badly hit by last week's storms. Flooding caused billions of dollars in damage and killed more than 160 people. That story in less than 10 minutes. Smoky skies for Metro Denver the next few days, highs in the lower to mid-90s, with possible afternoon thunderstorms. Right now in Denver, it's 95 degrees, in Gunnison, 88, in Grand Junction, 94. This is CPR News.